I didn't start out being mean. I mean, I'm not a mean kid. Sure, sometimes I make jokes, but they're not mean jokes. They're just teasing jokes. People have to lighten up a little. Okay, maybe sometimes my jokes are a little mean, but I make those jokes behind someone's back. I never say stuff to anyone's face that will actually hurt someone. I'm not a bully like that. I'm not a hater, dudes. Attention, people, stop being so sensitive. Some people totally got the whole Photoshop thing, and some didn't. Henry Miles thought it was so cool and wanted my mom to email their moms the photo. Amos thought it was weird. Charlotte completely disapproved. I don't know what Jack thought, because he had gone over to the dark side by now. It's like he totally abandoned his peeps this year and only hangs out with Augie now. Which bugged me, because that meant I couldn't hang out with him anymore. No way was I going to catch the plague from that freak. That was the name of the game I invented, the plague. It was simple. If you touched Augie and you didn't wash off the contamination, you died. Everyone in the whole grade played except Jack and Summer. So here's the strange thing. I've known Summer since we were in third grade, and I've never really paid any attention to her. But this year, Henry started liking Savannah, and they were, like, going out. Now, by going out, I don't mean, like, high school stuff, which would be kind of gross, barf, disgusting. All it means when you're going out is that you hang out together and mirror each other's lockers, and sometimes go to the ice cream shop on Amesfort Avenue after school. So, first, Henry started going out with Savannah, and then Miles started going out with Zamina. And I was like, yo, what about me? And then Amos said, I'm going to ask Summer out. And I was like, no way, I'm asking her out. So that's when I started kind of liking Summer. But it totally bit that Summer, like Jack, was on Team Augie. It meant I couldn't hang out with her at all. I couldn't even say what's up to her, because the freak might think I was talking to him or something. So I told Henry to have Savannah invite Summer to the Halloween party at her house. I figured I could hang out with her and maybe even ask her to go out with me. That didn't work, though, because she ended up leaving the party early. And ever since then, she's been spending all her time with the freak. Okay. I know it's not nice to call him the freak, but like I said before, people have to start being a little less sensitive around here. It's only a joke, everyone. Don't take me so seriously. I'm not being mean. I'm just being funny. And that's all I was doing, being totally funny, the day that Jack Will punched me. I've been totally joking, fooling around. I didn't see it coming at all. The way I remember it, we were just goofing together, and all of a sudden, he whacks me in the mouth for no reason. Boom! And I was like, ow, you crazy jerkface, you punched me. You actually punched me. And the next thing I know, I'm in Nurse Molly's office, holding one of my teeth in my hand, and Mr. Tushman is there, and I hear him on the phone with my mom, saying they're taking me to the hospital. I could hear my mom screaming on the other end of the line. Then Mrs. Rubin, the dean, is leading me to the back of an ambulance, and we're on our way to the hospital. Crazy stuff. We were riding in the ambulance. Mrs. Rubin asked if I knew why Jack hit me. I was like, duh, because he's totally insane. Not that I could talk much, because my lips were swollen and there was blood all over my mouth. Mrs. Rubin stayed with me in the hospital until Mom showed up. Mom was more than a little hysterical, as you can imagine. She was crying kind of dramatically every time she saw my face. It was, I have to admit, a little embarrassing. Then Dad showed up. Who did this? Was the first thing he said, shouting at Miss Rubin. Jack Will, answered Mrs. Rubin calmly. He's with Mr. Tushman now. Jack Will? Cried Mom in shock. We know the Wills. How could that happen? There'll be a thorough investigation, answered Mrs. Rubin. Right now, what's most important is that Julian's going to be fine. Fine? Yelled Mom. Look at his face. Do you think that's fine? I don't think that's fine. This is outrageous. What kind of school is this? I thought kids didn't punch each other at a school like Beecher Prep. I thought that's why we pay $40,000 a year, so that our kids don't get hurt. Mrs. Albin, said Miss Rubin, I know you're upset. I'm assuming the kid will get expelled, right? Said Dad. Dad! I yelled. We will definitely deal with this matter in the appropriate way, I promise, answered Mrs. Rubin, trying to keep her voice calm. And now, if you don't mind, I think I'll leave you guys alone for a bit. The doctor will be back, and you can check in with him. But he said that nothing was broken. Julian's fine. He lost a lower first molar, but that was on its way out anyway. He's going to give him some pain medication, and you should keep icing it. Let's talk more in the morning. It was only then that I realized that poor Mrs. Rubin's blouse and skirt were completely covered in my blood. Boy, mouths do bleed a lot. Later that night, when I could finally talk again without it hurting, Mom and Dad wanted to know every detail of what had happened, starting with what Jack and I had been talking about right before he hit me. Jack was upset because he was paired up with the reform kid, I answered. I told him he could fifth partner if he wanted to. And then he punched me. Mom shook her head. That was it for her. She was literally madder than I've ever seen her before. And I've seen my mom pretty mad before, believe me. This is what happens, Jules, she said to Dad, crossing her arms and nodding quickly. This is what happens when you make little kids deal with issues they're not equipped to deal with. They're just too young to be exposed to this kind of stuff. That Tushman is an idiot. And she said a whole bunch of other things, too. But those are kind of too inappropro, if you know what I mean, for me to repeat. But Dad, I don't want Jack to get expelled from school, I said later on that night. He was putting more ice in my mouth because the painkiller they had given me at the hospital was wearing off. That's not up to us, he answered, but I wouldn't trouble myself about it if I were you. Whatever happens, Jack will get what he deserves for this. I have to admit, I started feeling kind of bad for Jack. I mean, sure, he was a total dipstick for punching me, and I wanted him to get in trouble, but I didn't want him to get kicked out of school or anything. But Mom, I could tell, was on one of her missions now, as Dad would say. She gets like that sometimes, when she gets so outraged about something that there's just no stopping her. She was like that a few years ago when a kid got hit by a car a couple of blocks away from Beach of Prep, and she had like a million people sign a petition to have a traffic light installed. That was a super mom moment. She was also like that last month when our favorite restaurant changed its menu, and they no longer made my favorite dish the way I liked it. That was another super mom moment, because after she talked to the new owner, they agreed to special order a dish just for me. But Mom also gets like that for not-so-nice stuff, like when the waiter messes up a food order. That's a not-so-super mom moment because, well, you know, it can get kind of weird when your mom starts talking to a waiter like he's 5 years old. Awkward. Also, like Dad says, you don't want to get a waiter mad at you, you know? They have your food in their hands, duh. So I wasn't totally clear on how I felt when I realized that my mom was declaring war on Mr. Tushman, Augie Pullman, and all of Beecher Prep. Was it going to be a supermom moment or a not-so-supermom moment? Like, would it end up with Augie going to a different school? Yay! Or with Mr. Tushman blowing his nose in my cafeteria food? Ugh!